You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Pasha Shlach Tav Shirayim Vav. The Gemara in Erechid of Tesvav tells us something fascinating. The Gemara says, the Gemara starts with what we know, that the Meraglim said Loshonara. Tanya Rablozer, Apayat the Bover Ekal, go to Kresh Loshonara, Minola Mi Meraglim. You learn from Meraglim. And the Gemara goes on and asks, Ma Hamoitzi Shemra Leitzi Vavonim Kach, someone who goes and speaks bad, what do they speak bad the Meraglim about? Eretz Yisrael, Leitzi Vavonim, stones and wood. Someone speaks bad of his friend. Okay, says the Gemara. What's like? Who said that's the reason? Maybe it's because of what Rav Papa said. Because it says they said the Meraglim were saying Dover Godol Dibra Melo Meraglim. What is the show? The Meraglim speaks supposedly very big. What is it? Ki Chazaku Mimenu. Al Tikri Ki Chazaku Mimenu. Not from us. Elam Mimenu from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Vyochol Balabais and Yochol Atzik Elam Misham. Kivyochol, Balabais cannot, in other words, Kivyochol, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kivyochol, is not able to get things done, Chas V'Shalom. So Gemara says, how do you know that was Loshon Hara? So Gemara brings the Pasuk. So Gemara tells me, what is the reason the Meraglim were punished? Because they spoke Loshon Hara. Gemara says, what else did the Meraglim say? They said Kfir Mamish. They spoke against Kadosh Baruch Hu and said that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not able to, Chas V'Shalom, to say it today. But that's what they say, Chazaka Mimeno. They weren't punished for that. They were punished for the Shalom, whereas Mechechet. So number one is the to me is a Tzuma. Big question. What does it mean? If the Meraglim are saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu cannot go ahead and do and take out, bring Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, that's a whole much bigger Avera than just going and saying, Lashon Hara, Eretz Yisrael. That's what's shot. They weren't punished for that. They punished for Lashon Hara. Question number one. Question number two is, Mihichos Loshon Hara, if you open Chofetz Chaim, you see that speaking Loshon Hara al Eitzi v'Avonim, as the Gemara says, speaking Loshon Hara about stones and wood, there's no Yisur. It's not part of Halachas Loshon Hara to speak about land. Maybe it's not nice, it's not appropriate, Eretz Yisrael, because we'll give you something and you're saying that. Maybe it's Kfiyas Toiv, you have to have the right gratitude to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not a Loshon Hara. The Gemara tells from here, this is a sugya of Loshon Hara. Goran Echin here. Learns things from Loshon Hara. You learn from here how it's not to speak Loshon Hara, your friend. What does it do with Loshon Hara? That's question number two. Finally, in the end of this parsha, there's a few mitzvahs. Interesting enough, that Ramban mentions in the beginning that Abidoma to Sefer Bamidbar. The Sefer Bamidbar is very, very little mitzvahs. There's almost no mitzvahs. But in this parasha, after the parasha Meraglim, there's a few mitzvahs that come. And there's every mitzvah there needs to be understood why it belongs to this parasha. The last mitzvah that we have in the parasha is the mitzvah of tzitzis. Now, we're trying to understand, and one thing to get for basically this year today is what is the shaykhis between tzitzis to the Meraglim? Why, after the parasha Meraglim, we get the mitzvah of tzitzis? So, like this. Ramon Shapiro always mentions this idea as well. So we know that there's a concept called Machshava, Dibur, and Maise. Three levels, which considered in the Lashon and Sfarim, it's called Olamas. They're worlds on their own. It's three different dimensions. One is Machshava, the other one is Dibur, and the other one is Maise. Maise always refers to the what happens here in this world. Whatever all the regular things that are happening in the physical world, the stones and wood, animals, all in Olam HaMaaseh. The Dibur refers to most human beings. Most human beings, and the Nefesh HaChayim speaks about in length, are called, we refer to as a Dibur part, a Medaber. We'll get back to that in a second. And then the highest level is Machshava. Machshava is like a higher level of in the world. The simple way to understand it is the way we process our mind and ourselves is you have Machshava Dibur Maase. What's Machshava Dibur Maase? Just a small example, marshal, to what does that mean? What that means? In Machshava, sometimes a person can go around trying to figure out something, right? Trying to do a deal or math or a solution to a problem. And suddenly he has like a a moment of clarity where suddenly he has an idea. It's like a one moment, one split second where, let's think about it. The next stage is he takes that clarification, that shining moment of in his mind, and he goes ahead and he develops it to a full system. It was an idea, but what are you going to do with the idea? How are you going to implement it? What are you going to think? After that, he goes ahead and actually does it. This is really the equivalent of Machshavah Dibur Ma'aseh. Machshavah is that idea, that one second, the chachma, something that you got, some kind of a what's called havraka in Hebrew. It's like a moment of clarity. Then comes the dibur, which is really, taking that one split second of understanding and really bringing it down to this world to figure out how do you take such a thing and implement it in the world. And then comes the ma'aseh, which is actually going in and doing. It says, and Nefesh Chaim himself says it as well, that there was one person who lived in the world of Machshava. He didn't live as a regular human being. He was in a higher level. That is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu always brings what's said about Tzfarim, that Moshe Rabbeinu is called Kvad Pe, Kvad Loshen. His mouth, his Loshen, was heavy. And when it means it was heavy, he didn't belong to this world. It's like someone that goes to the wrong place, he was like a heavy. He wasn't accustomed to this world. It was too heavy for him to walk here. He belonged to a higher world. He did not speak the language of the Olam HaDibur. He was in Olam HaMachshava. He was in that very clear moment we spoke about last week, and Shabbos, the Dibur, the Olam of Moshe Rabbeinu is a place of full connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a whole different level. Us human beings, we are in Olam HaDibur. The main job of a person in this world is to be a middaber. Famous Unkelus that says, Vayi Odom Nefesh Chaya, when the Odom was created, it's called Nefesh Chaya, says Unkelus Leruach Mimalala. He's a talking Mimalala, speaking. He has the spirit of talk. Odom is a middaber. That's what he is. And the deeper understanding is the machshava, where the moyach is, the head, that's the mishkan of the neshama. It's brought down in Chazal. That's the place of the neshama belongs to the moyach. The maiseh is the guf, is what an adam is really equivalent to a certain degree to an animal. The dibur is what's connecting these two levels. That machshava, that brightness, that highest level, that moment of clarity, that Moshe Rabbeinu world, and connecting it to this world, that's the idea of a dibur. The medaber is like a loshon mechaber, dal ches. Medaber is mechaber, he connects that world above to the world down here. That's what a dibur does. And the right way for a dibur is that a dibur goes ahead and connects the machshava to the maisa. Machshava is the source, and from there comes the dibur, then comes the maisa. So what that is for in the idea, the equivalent to Machshavah Dibur Ma'aseh, one of the examples that's brought down, is the idea of the Pasuk tells us that Nor Yoytze Me'eden U'mashke Sagan. There's a place called Eden. That's some kind of a higher place. There's a Nor, a river, that comes out of this place called Eden, and that goes and waters the Gan where the Adam was. That's where he was living. The Eden is equivalent to Machshava, it's like a higher level. The Nar is parallel to Dibur, the connection. And the Gan is the Maises, where the world actually things are implemented. That's what's brought down. When you go through the right path of having a Machshava, the Machshava where the Neshama is, that's the leader. There comes the Dibur and connects that to this world, to the Maiseh. Then you have Eden, Nahar, Gan. The Eden, which is equivalent to Machshava, the Nahar to the Dibur, the Gan to the Maiseh. The Rashi Tevis of Eden, Nahar, Gan is Oynik. Oynik. The opposite of that is when a person goes ahead and makes the Dibur not a second base. The Dibur becomes the Iker. He just talks without thinking. He doesn't take that machshava, that clarity. He just lives like many, many people live. They just talk and talk and talk. In other words, they're living on there without trying to do any connection. That's when you do the Nahar first. The Nahar, which is going to the Dibri, where you do Nahar. And then comes the Gan and the Eden. In other words, instead of being in the right order of Eden, Nahar, Gan, it starts with the Nahar. That's Rosh HaTevis of Nega. Nahar, Gan, Eden is Nega. The Chazal Tzavi Yetzirah says, Ein toiv lamala mi oinig. Vein ra lamata mi Nega. That's a Lashon Chazal. And the Mefarshim explain that's the idea. And the highest level of a person could go to is using the Dibur as a connection. Being the Dibur as a place that connects Elyonim and Techtonim, bring it together. The lowest level is when the Dibur goes ahead and becomes its own entity. The Dibur does not go into a connection. And that is a Nega. So that's as well done as far. The Gemara tells us, Gemara in Sanhedrin, if I'm not mistaken, Gemara says the following. When you look at Megillas Eicha, it's brought down in Megillas Eicha that all the chapters of Megillas Eicha, they go in order of Aleph Beis, the Psukim. But when you get the Pasuk, Ayin and Pei, it changes the order, and the Pei comes before the Ayin. Here's an example. We have your Chumash, we'll just see it inside. Megillas Eicha. So let's take Perek Beis. You have here, it goes with in order. Nevi Eicha Zulukhsho Vetofel, that's Pozg Nun. Then Samech is Sofku Alaych Kapayim Kol Over Derech. The next Pasuk is Potsu Alaych Pihim. That's the Pei. And then comes also Hashem Hashazama. The Pei comes before the Ayin. Instead of the Ayin comes before the Pei. So it's Samech, Samech, Ayin, Pei. But the order of the Psukim is Samech, Pei, Ayin. The Ayin comes after. So Chazal asks, the Gemara tells us, why does it say the Pei before the Ayin? Why is the Why is the Pei coming before the letter Ayin? Because of the Miraglim, says the Gemara, they said in their mouth what they did not see in their eye. So in general, the eye is the highest level in the body. It's the highest aver, usable aver in the body, which is in the same place of the moich. That's above the dibur, the mouth, which is the dibur, and then comes the maise. In general, kayadua is that the difference between how the eye functions to what, for example, that one of the equivalent is the oizen, is the ear, the listening ability, is the difference between a machshava and a dibur. Machshava is a moment of clarity that includes the whole, you know, the entire idea in one small condensed shot. Then you have to go and you have to analyze it and go one by one, figure out how that machshava turns out to be something more that makes more sense. When a person sees something, let's start from the other way. When a person listens to something, he hears something. He cannot hear a full sentence without listening to a whole process. If you just hear 1 second, it's a. But if you want to hear, I went to there, you have to hear, I went to there. It's a process. The oizen is the way the dibur is being held, being received. The way a dibur is received is, it's a process. It takes time. You have to go, you have to listen from beginning to end to finish a whole sentence. If you just hear one moment, you have nothing. The eye sees in 1 second. You see a picture. That's it. The eye can see something, close the eye right away. You see the entire idea. The re'iya is the equivalent to machshava. That idea, that bright, that clear thought that has everything included in it. The dibur is the process where you take it out and you bring it from machshava to the next level. The miraglim use the peh, which is the dibur, before the ayin, which is equivalent to the moich. Instead of going in the order of machshava, dibur, maiseh, and taking and bringing the connection between the machshava and the maiseh, they made the dibur the ikar. They went and started talking without any basis to it. Instead of being a connector, they misuse what the dibur is all about. The dibur is something which connects. And instead of being a connector, it's something which is its own source. It stands on its own. It creates its own world. That's the toast of the Meraglim. Says the Gemara, the whole Eichel which came for the Meraglim, Atem Bechisim Bechiyo Shel Chinom, Ani Telech Bechiyo Shel Doiris, the Bechiyo was because the Eichel is because of what they did. The Dibu came before the Maise, before the Ayin. The Dibu became before the Machshava. That's why the Peh created the line. And that's the idea of they created a Nega instead of the Yavi Oinik. Saying on the Tainu of going there to Sol to create the Bechiyo which is the Oinik. By the way, Ramush always mentions the difference between Bechiyo and Dibur is the same idea. Bechiyo, there's no process over here. You're not saying anything. You're just screaming out. A Bechiyo can be for 1 second. It's a cry. It's a yearning for something. It's we want something. There's no. We're not processing any specific idea to go ahead and say, oh, this is what I want. I would like A, B, C. Let's try to negotiate. It's just a scream. I need help. Ah, no, there's no actual talk over here. A Dibur is a process. The Meraglim created a Bechiyo because of their Dibur. They created, and that's why Bechiyo is a scream together with tears falling out of the eye. That's where it's the same idea. It's the eye being affected by the Meraglim created a Bechiyo which was affected from the Dibur. Their Dibur was the leader who created a Machshava type, which is a mistake, which is a Bechiyo, which is a cry. Because we're told the way the tikkun will be, when their punishment is, I'll cause you bchia, a real bchia. Bchia, which is a creation of an eye, of a cry with no dibur, because your dibur was misused, there will be lederis. So that is the equivalent, that's what the miracle is. Furthermore, and there's this idea, there's two more points. One is brought down, the Maharal says, the famous Maharal, that says, that if the Meraglim wouldn't have done Chet Meraglim, they would go, Amishol would go to Eretz Yisrael, and they would never leave. And part of the idea is the Yoytze Mitzrayim, wherever came out of Mitzrayim, whatever they created, stays forever. So Yoytze Mitzrayim went ahead and created the Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim we have forever. They received the Torah, we have the Torah forever. They got the Mishkan. The Mishkan is a Shechanti B'Saychom, we spoke about last week, that you have the Shekhinah by us the whole time, whatever they created stayed. If they were going to Eretz Yisrael, they would complete the mission, and that would stay forever as well. But the Meraglim, instead of going ahead and connecting that, and bringing us to Eretz Yisrael, they stopped in the middle of the process, and didn't do that connection. Throw it down, Sfarim, that the idea is, when we went on Meraglim, we went on Mitzrayim, the first three Giluim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world were done. The next seven were supposed to be done in Eretz Yisrael. That's why we are conquering Shiva Anami. We know in general there's 10 Giluim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. The first three were Shekhinah Machshava, the higher level, is done when Yitzias Mitzrayim. The next seven, the Maaseh, will come to Eretz Yisrael. What the Meraglim was supposed to do was to connect that Machshava, that beginning of the process, to the end of the process. And if they would do that, it would be one big unit. But they took the Dibur out of the process. Instead of being a Dibur as a connection, they went ahead and they misused the Dibur to go ahead and cut off the Machshav and the Maaseh, meaning creating a Dor Amid which stands on its own, and you have Dor Bayar, they're separated. Not one big thing, and that's that one big unit doesn't stay forever. So, there's a famous Baal HaTanya. Baal HaTanya tells us something about it. He says, what happened to the Meraglim? We know that the Meraglim, when Nesiei Yisrael, were the head of the Shvatim, they were the biggest tzaddikim in the world. What shot that they went ahead and they created, they went and did such a terrible thing? So he says something nice when you look at the Rishayim say it, but the Rishayim say it, and it just, they act in a little, much the opposite idea, almost. But the way Baal HaTanya says the following, he says, what the Meraglim had in mind was, when you are in the Midbar, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Ayin b'ayin yiru, wherever they went in the Midbar, they saw the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah was there, was gol lifneim, everything was great. The minute they could go to Eretz Yisrael, so now they're going to go ahead and they're going to lose this gilu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we know, the difference between going to Eretz Yisrael and being in the Midbar is the Midbar, you're living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eretz Yisrael, now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not seen everywhere. Now it comes with the Rishonim ready to say, Oilom Lashon Halem. He's hidden. You can't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Matthias takes it to effect, saying that about the Miraglim had a good intention. Their intention was that they wanted to go ahead and remain so close to Kadosh Baruch Hu at such a high level. When you look at the Rishonim, and the Rishonim bring very similar idea, the Rabban, the Rebbe Chaya, but it seems that it's not a Shvach to the Miraglim. That's where they went wrong. They did something terrible that they didn't go ahead and go into Eretz Yisrael. They wanted to stay in the Midbar. And the mashmos that comes is the exact idea that we're talking about right now. What the Meraglin did wrong was the whole idea of Odom is to be a Medaber. The Oymik of the Dibur is the connection of the Machshav and the Maisa. The Oymik of the Dibur is to connect the world above, where the Neshama is, to the Guf and the Banim. Right? Really, that applies to everything in the world. This world is a world of Hester. The Adam needs to be the one who connects HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyocha belongs to the Shama, the Elyonim. You want to be connecting the Elyonim to Techtoinim. The thing that does it is the Dibur, the Medaber. The Adam HaMedaber connects the Elyonim and Techtoinim together. That's what he does. That's what the Adam his whole tafkid is. The Meraglim, as Mashal and Rishayim is, they didn't believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu can go ahead and bring Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, because they felt when Kadosh Baruch Hu is revealing himself, good, that's Gevaldik. He's revealing himself. But if he's not, he can't really do anything for us. That's the fear the Meraglim felt. And according, we put that about Tanya and the Rishayim together. Matthias says the Meraglim had a good intention. They wanted to stay with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Midbar. But it's added to it that they felt if you go into Eretz Yisrael, it's not only that I'm not going to stay with Kadosh Baruch Hu, but Akiviyot Kadosh Baruch Hu won't be here. We're going to be missing the Koyach of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is revealing himself to us. He's here. Okay, so then we have a connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But if he's not here, it's a world of Hester. That's it. There's no Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Meraglim understood. And that's the tiny on the Meraglim. Instead of being the ones that connect, to bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu to this world, going down and doing that connection, they went ahead and they separated. They said, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu, whenever he's revealed himself, he's revealed himself. But in the world of Hester, and this world, there's no connection. They're not the ones that are connecting the world above to this world over here. You can add over here, Luke Knech, like to bring, you know, what the Kotzker says. Bringing the Kotzker, when the Kotzker came, he said, the Kotzker said that when the Meraglim came, they said a story. And they said, they were talking. And whatever they said, there's tiny seconds what they said. They spoke about lies about the country. But then they have one pasuk that they said the following. V'shamrenu sedei filim, b'nei anak b'nei filim. We see these giants. V'nei b'nei kechagovim. And we've seen to ourselves, by saying we were so small, we were like grasshoppers. V'chen ha'inu b'nei. And that's how we also seem to be in their eyes. So the Kotzker used to read, we saw the Vim Nam Abgrim Filim. And then he had a go, that's all okay. You saw the giants, you felt very small. And that's how we also seem to be in their eyes. We also seem to be in their eyes very small, meaning they looked at us as being very small, as grasshoppers. So the Kotzker says, what do you care what other people think about you? What do you care? The title of the Raglan is, you have a tafka in the world. You're supposed to be someone who's connecting the world together. You're the Meraglan who's supposed to be Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. What do you care what that Nokia think about you? Kivyocha, you're taking yourself out of the equation of being the Shtev HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and you're on your own. You have a Dibur standing on their own. Instead of being a Dibur who connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this world, and that's your tafka, you're suddenly standing on your own right, and you're going around feeling that, how people are going to look at me? Do I look okay? I look too small? I look too big? What do you care? What do you look like? You're only a connector over here. You're only a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Kotzker says. The Meraglim were choite for not being the Koyach HaMedaber the Adam needs to be. Koyach HaMedaber is the connector between the Elyonim and Techtoinim. That's what Adam, that's the Tafkia of the Adam. So Reb Moshe always explains this, brings the idea. That the chait of Meraglim was, midini loshanar is not loshanar. It's not the dini loshanar, it's not the halachas of loshanar. But it's the concept of loshanar. What is the idea that Lashon Hara is more chomer than all the other averis? Shalosh averis chamurois, for the Zohar, Shrichos Domim, Gilur Arayis, Lashon Hara is more chomer than all three of them. And as Chazal does, the first three, that's why basically Sharisha was Nechrev. We came back after 70 years. Basically, Shesheni, which is Sidas Chim Lashon Hara, we're still in Golos. Why is that more chomer? Because that's against the Iker Tavke Odom. When a person does a virus, it's terrible. Obviously, with the Zohar, Shechus Domin, Yarek Valyavar. But a person goes and he is taking what he is, his whole Mos is to be. He is to be a connector with his Dibur. And he uses the Dibur to do the opposite. To go in, Lashon Hara, the whole idea of Lashon Hara is to go and separate people. To create Machlekes, to create fights. You're using the tool that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you to be, which is the main tool of what you are, and you use it the opposite. That's the real pagan, the real oven of Lashon Hara. Says, so Mele, when we talk about the Meraglim, they also use the Dibur, they misuse the Dibur. In an even more emphasized way. The Dibur was supposed to be the ultimate Dibur of the world, the one that connects the Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, the one who brings the Gila Kadosh Baruch Hu to this Eretz Yisrael in a way which we'll never, which we're not going to have until the Mashiach comes. The real connection that the Anshe Yotze Mitzrayim come into Eretz Yisrael, that's what they had to bring to the world. They went and used the Dibur, they misused the Dibur to do the exact opposite. So even though Midini Lashon Hara, they didn't say Lashon Hara, but the concept of Lashon Hara, they are the ones that we learned from them, the whole idea of Lashon Hara. Misusing the Dibur. According to that, we can understand, the Gemara tells us that they were punished for Lashon Hara. Why are they punished for Lashon Hara? Why are they not punished for, they said, Chazak u'mimenu. They didn't believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu could come and save them. According to that, that's exactly the point. The Lashon Hara is the fact that they said Chazak u'mimenu. What's Lashon Hara? They didn't connect Kadosh Baruch Hu to this world. The Kodesh Medaber is the Mechaber to connect the world above the Lerim to Techtonim. They didn't do that. So if they didn't do that, they created Chazak u'mimenu. They said, oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu can't do it here. It's your fault that Kadosh Baruch Hu can't do it, meaning that you're saying that. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to use your Lashon to bring Kadosh Baruch Hu to this world. You're not doing that. So your Chet Lashon Hara is the Chet that brought Chazak u'mimenu. As Gemara says, they punish Lashon Hara. Says maybe because they just a kfir. It's just a kfir aspect. So Gemara, no, it's Lashon Hara, which is the emphasis, the biggest point of Chazak u'mimenu. That they were supposed to be the ones to bring Kadosh Baruch Hu to this world, and they created Chazak u'mimenu, like if you're you can't say Kadosh Baruch Hu. You don't do that connection. Finally, just to end with the third, what we spoke about tzitzis. Tzitzis, a kiyadua, the whole idea of tzitzis is the one that connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? First of all, the Gemara tells us that Tcheles, Toim Eliyam, Toim Elirikiyah, Toim Elikisei HaKavod always reminds you of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tcheles is Lashon Tachles. That connects you to above. The whole idea of tzitzis is that even though you're here down here, you have that connection to the world above. One of the mitzvahs that comes after the Meraglim did their chet, that they went ahead and they ruined the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They ruined the koyach that brings that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this world. One of the tikkunim for that is the mitzvah tzitzis, the mitzvah of tcheles, that connects you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, reminds you that we always, wherever we are, we have the connection, and that's our tafkid as medabrim, to connect the HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this world. Here at Tzitzis will be zoiche to do it in the right way.
You have been listening to a presentation of Ben's Torah. .com